Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. 23 after the hour. Little Stones bringing us back there. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. We've got new stuff up there all the time, new podcasts, new articles, a new video. We'll be posting a brand new video today. We got a brand new poll question up there on the website, on the homepage right now. And also, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Rob Levin is our guest. Rob's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the publisher of the New York Enterprise Report. He's a real live entrepreneur, ladies and gentlemen. He's also a pretty smart guy, especially when it comes to putting your best foot forward in front of customers and prospects. Of course, you can't be a customer until you become a prospect first, right? And so, Rob, thanks again for hanging out with us. NYReports.com, right?
NY Report, no S at the end.
No S, that's right. Okay, take the S off. Thanks for correcting me. NYReport.com. And you got a big event coming up Wednesday. They can find out more about that on the website, a marketing event. We're kind of working off of that theme right now, folks. Rob, how has branding changed? How is it morphed or transmogrified or whatever in the internet age, in the age of the customer? How has it changed?
I think that's a real question, but real quick, Jim, I was thinking about you, you know, saying that I'm a member of the Brain Trust. I want a t-shirt, by the way, which would be great branding for you. I want a t-shirt, so just put that on my holiday shopping list.
It'll be
for the Brain Trust members.
Yeah, I would be glad to send it to you. And in fact, I'll send it to you for Hanukkah.
Okay, and you know, if you have to, you can put your sponsor logos on there. I'll still wear it. So anyway,
right? Okay.
So branding. Here's the thing: I don't think branding has changed all that much. I think it's just as important now, if not more important. And I'm going to tell you why. Okay, a brand is in my definition, a brand is what somebody thinks about, what comes to their mind when they hear your company name. Is it good? Is it bad? Is it nothing? And the reason it's more important now than ever is that because of social media and all of these inexpensive marketing tools out there, it's now easier for companies to market themselves. How do you differentiate yourself from the competition? And a big part of that answer is your brand, which, by the way, is not your logo. Brand is not your logo. Logo is part of your brand image, but I think it's one of many different components that make up your brand. And I think most companies miss this. And when you miss this, you become a commodity in the perception of your customers.
Well, the thing about branding for a small business and the reason why we really should own branding in the marketplace is because the most powerful part of branding is how people feel about doing business with you. What one of my Brain Trust members calls the ding in branding, and that could be the face of one of your employees. It could be the last experience they had with you. It could be whatever. But the thing is nobody puts the ding in the minds of a customer better than a small business does, and that's more powerful than $10 million ad campaign.
Actually, I would say that a lot of large companies, I hate to say this, but a lot of large companies have to spend a lot more money in advertising because they don't have a very strong brand.
And they have a hard time getting the ding out to that last mile where the customers are. That's the reason why small businesses have an advantage. I think that's one of the things I think has changed about branding. I think that's definitely changed, and I think it's to our advantage, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, all of the marketing stuff, whether it's advertising, social media, all that stuff is critical. But do you want the effort in your marketing to be about changing the perception from poor to good of your brand, or do you want it to reinforce a really positive brand? Mm-hmm. Either way, here's a really simple test I tell some of our clients, let's say some of our small business advertisers. Let's take a technology firm, a firm that provides technology services to small businesses. We have several of them advertising. They'll create an ad, they'll send it, they'll ask us to take a look at it. And here's my question, before I even have to take a look at it, put your hand over your logo, okay? Look at the rest of the ad. Can any of your competitors switch their logo in? If so, then you haven't really well defined your brand and what makes you different.
Exactly.
And what entitles you to charge something other than commodity pricing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you're a small business and you can't compel people to pay you more than commodity pricing, then you're on a very quick or at least a slow path to failure, because you can't survive on commodity margins. That's not what small business owners do, is it?
It's a real painful way to go through life.
It really is. Hey, Rob, I got to wrap it up. NYReport.com is the website.
Correct.
You can find out more about what Rob's got going on there on his website. You can also find out about the big event he got coming up Wednesday. And Rob, thank you for your leadership. I appreciate what you're doing up there.
Thank you, Jim. And thanks for having me on the show.
We'll see you next time. The T-shirt's on the way.
Terrific. Can't wait.
See you then. See you next time. Rob Levin, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.